Today on Beyond the Walls with Jeremy Thomas, we have a small sample of the larger lesson which is coming tomorrow. These lessons are in the Framework series. They are all about taking more detailed, intricate, and complex doctrines and building upon the framework that was established in the Basic series. The intent is to greatly expand your knowledge and appreciation of the intricacy and the beauty of God's holy word.
Let's do a little bit of apologetics, okay? Apologetics is how we give an answer. It's how we give a defense for the faith, right? One of the criticisms that we face, Christians have faced down through the centuries, is related to the design argument, right? The design argument is basically that if I see something that looks designed, that thing must have a designer, and that designer is God. That's the short form of, it's not the William Lane Craig version. It'll be 50 points. But that's the short 3-point version, the substance of the argument. Now, one of the criticisms that we faced with this argument is that there are certain things in nature that are not perfectly designed. They have maldesign, or they could be improved upon. Okay? Now, we grant that. We can grant that. Why can we grant that? Let's go back to this diagram. Why can we grant that certain things in our world are not perfectly designed anymore? Because there's this little thing that happened after the creation. It's called the fall, right? That's what this whole lesson's about. Nature has been affected by the curse, okay? So we grant that it's fallen, okay? We're not looking at nature as it was originally created in its pristine state, okay? But just because it's fallen doesn't mean that it doesn't still reveal the majesty of God, okay? This is very important to remember whenever you discuss with someone design. Like, look at the stars, look at the fish, look at this feature of this creature. How could that have evolved? Okay, we're pointing to design. We're saying somebody had to build that, okay? The design argument, of course, was popularized in our time in the late 80s and early 90s by authors like Michael Behe, William Dembski, others. You probably heard about this in the news at the time. They are the ones who wanted to have in public schools teach the controversy. Okay, it was this group that was behind these arguments. But these arguments aren't new. Okay, they've been around for centuries. And while most of us, of course, intuitively, when we look at things in nature, we see that there's a designer. Okay, if you come up against a sharp opponent, they may put you to the task. Okay, this argument was really developed strongly in the 19th century by a guy named William Paley. Okay, he wrote a whole book on it called The Watchmaker. Okay, and he argued that when you go outside and you start looking around, you notice there are things that are like a watch, meaning, you know, they're very ordered. Okay, all the pieces serve a particular purpose. Without one of those pieces, the whole thing won't work, right? Okay? So they have a design. And he said, just like a watch obviously has a designer, so these things in nature have a design. Okay? But then later in the 20th century, one of the great unbelieving intellects wrote a counter book called The Blind Watchmaker, in which he wrote that there is so much evidence of non-design, you can't possibly believe in a designer. Okay. For example, he took Paley's argument about the human eye. Okay, and his argument about the eye, basically, he said this: yes, that appears designed, but guess what? There are parts of the human body that are useless. Now, the appendix, I mean, who needs one of those? Okay. Wisdom teeth, who needs those? Sinuses, okay, it goes on and on. I've got a whole book, Vestigial Organs. And the question is, are they really things we don't need? Actually, today we found out that all these things do serve functions in human body. You might want to think twice before you just have them taken out. Okay. There's like 200 things that used to be in your human body. In your body, 200 things that they used to call vestigial organs. Like, you don't really need them. So you go to the doctor and says, you don't need these 200 things. Okay, well, you take them out first, and then I'll decide if I want to. Okay? I mean, let's be honest here. Okay, so this great atheist intellect went on and said, surely your God, if he's so great, he could make a perfect design, but obviously he didn't make a perfect design. Just look at this stuff, okay? So why would he create suboptimal systems? Okay. But wait a minute. If we go back to our diagram, right? If we go back here and we look at this, then we remember that, hey, we're not trying to defend that everything is in its original created pristine state, are we? Because part of our worldview says, no, all those features have now been damaged by sin. Okay, so I wouldn't expect to go out and see perfect designs everywhere. But what we are saying is that they're not damaged so much that you still can't see his magnificence. Okay, we can still see it. Okay, so this also kind of helps us with things that I've heard numerous Christians get concerned about, myself concerned about at times too, saying, you know, like, why are there mosquitoes? You know, like, why are there scorpions? Why are these little pests? They're like, yeah, you know, is the world really a better place with these things? You know, but even when we look at those, we remember what? Well, they're not exactly like they were originally made. There has been a change, a dramatic genetic change in all these little pests. Okay, so that now, you know, cockroaches, just something that just needs to be exterminated, right? But at one time, what? They were good. They served a perfect function. And in fact, some of them still serve good functions like pollination and things of that nature, right? So we may not like them, but the reason we don't like them is because they've come under the curse. Okay? It's not because God made it like this. Okay? So the design argument can be a little slippery to work with people, okay? But as long as you remember this top diagram here, then you won't have a problem, right? Because we expect through the curse some factors to have changed the original design and not be totally perfect, okay? So it's still a good argument. It just needs to be understood in the frame of reference of the Christian worldview.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Beyond the Walls with Jeremy Thomas. If you're interested in learning about the foundational doctrines and themes of the Bible that gave rise to this series, then season one of this podcast is for you on the basics. Additional material can be found on our website at beyondthewalls-ministry.com. If you found this information useful and helpful in your spiritual walk, then please consider rating this podcast in your favorite podcast player. And until next time, we hope you're living by the fruit of the Spirit.